and rebels, rescued kidnapped children from inside Pakistan, battled Somali pirates, shoveled the ashes of my best mates off the streets of Baghdad, tracked down Al-Qaeda high-value targets, HVTs, including Osama bin Laden, and performed other zero-footprint missions for the US government. One of those zero-footprint missions put me in Benghazi on September the 11th, 2012, the night Ambassador Christopher Stevens and three other Americans died. It's a hard transition from military to PMC. In the former, we were hailed as heroes. As private operators, we're regarded as shadowy figures or mercenaries who are in it solely for the money, which isn't always true. Maybe the pay is better, but we're pretty much doing the same work and employed by the same governments, and were motivated by the same standard of service to the ideals we hold true. As PMCs, we operate deep undercover without government backup or air rescue, public credit for what we do, or military honours when we die in combat. Maybe, as some commentators have suggested, we're unsung heroes in the war against terrorism. That's not my call. My decade-plus career as a military